Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Oh, we're back. We're back. Oh, gosh, you thought we were going to just do vacation and we weren't going to have two family episodes? Come on now. We're better than that. We're not going to leave you hanging. I know you were yelling, more toolbox, more batter's box. Well, you're saying less batter's box, but
whoa,
that's fine.
Hey, just two?
What?
We're only doing two?
We're only doing two.
Oh.
Look,
I got another one to do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I forgot you're the Eddie of the show. God. Anyway, don't forget, you still time to is buy it, your tickets. What?
Is it like 32 whistles or?
No, stop.
Oh.
Anyway, you still have time to buy your tickets to the Sore Losers Coaches Convention. The Arnold package is still available. We'd love to see you in Las Vegas. Listen, guys, you are going to have FOMO. I know, oh, last year you missed out. And you're like, and you didn't get to be a part of that bet where, we went crazy on red. You're going to miss it again this year? That's on you. SoreLosers.com, the Arnold package. Get your friends, get your family. Viva Las Vegas. Come hang out with Eddie, Ray, and myself. It's going to be a party, guys. And I promise Ray will get drunk off of three seltzers. So anyway, let's get to the show. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Let's be real. He's learned it all from me because I'm his daddy.
Hey, and I'm his big brother, and he's only here because I saved his life twice.
You heard that on the last episode. If you haven't listened to the last episode, then what the hell have you been doing your whole life? What have you been doing the last week? Huh?
Twice.
Like, what have you guys been doing? And, yeah, we almost had a I thought we were going to save a life today because I went to the bathroom a minute ago, and I walked by the mechanical closet, and the door is like
not quite that loud, but
bull crap, like someone's shaking it, like trying to get out. They locked themselves in, or there's something wrong in that room and it's about to blow, the door's about to blow off. So I just kept walking.
There's probably something captive in there.
And then Toolbox goes to the bathroom and he comes back and goes, did you hear that person?
Did you try to open it?
No, I was just like, I don't want to mess.
I thought about it.
So if somebody's in there, you still
no,
don't know.
No. It's the pressure.
Mm.
The door doesn't sit tight, so when the pressure and it just sort of jiggles.
100%, 100% positive on that?
Well, 99.
I thought it was the door was going to blow off, like there was something wrong in there, or there was someone stuck, and I was like, I'm about to get out of here.
So your thought is to get out of here instead of maybe
What if the door blows off and nails me?
What if somebody's in there and they can't get out?
I figure they can kick that door. It's not a very
strong
door.
My first thought it was, and then I saw a mechanical room. I thought, okay, when the furnace comes on or whatever, you know how there's a suction or whatever.
But, and that's why I thought, oh, the furnace, something's about to, the furnace is about to blow. I better get away.
So if it blows, it'll just be the door.
And if it's
you
somebody,
probably won't
if it's somebody
blow
in there,
the building.
They'll just die and, you know.
I mean, better than me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, would you rather them die or you
I
die?
I didn't open the door because I think I figured it out.
I was going to say, you could help them out, but.
Yeah, but if it's going to blow.
But the first thought in my mind was.
But you're combining both things. Like,
yes, because just 5 minutes earlier, I was stuck outside.
It could just be somebody stuck in there. Like,
it could be.
Forrest could have locked himself in there.
I mean, he did that a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, first day of high school, he locked his schedule inside his locker with his locker combination, so then he couldn't get into the locker, and it was.
Of course.
I mean, it was one of the best first days I've ever heard in my life.
You know what happened when we were in high school?
No. Let me guess. You smoked, and then you went and met the
teacher? No. Oh. Mini skirts were the big thing.
Yeah, okay. I'm down with that.
Hey, this is the year of the sexist takes from Toolbox.
No, this isn't.
No, he said
anyway,
I liked him.
My wife always tells a story. She met the guy with the locker next to her because the lockers, you had one at the bottom, then a small one on top of that and on top of that to put your books in. Okay, you hung your coats.
Was it one door?
No, there was one door and then a smaller locker.
They all had combinations?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The same combination?
Same one for you.
Three levels.
But anyway,
cool.
It seems really
she would always ask the neighbor guy to get her books out of the top of the locker because her skirt, if she would lift her arms.
Oh, boy.
So all the girls, if you know, because she is shorter. Some of the girls could reach.
So what you're saying is if you just hung out in the hall, you got a show.
Yeah. Or if you sat in class, a lot of times you got a show, too.
The locker designer, man, they were just putting people together.
They're pervs.
They didn't know mini skirts were the thing.
Yeah, they were.
I just looked it up. The person that invented lockers also invented miniskirts.
Oh, okay. Hey. Well, then they knew what they were doing.
Or they were just making love matches, man. They're like, hey, the females won't be able to reach that high, so they're going to have to touch.
That's why I feel bad for you guys. Hey, in our day, when they first started school, they weren't allowed to wear pants. Can you imagine that?
Hell,
the girls. They had to wear dresses.
Like?
School? You like couldn't wear pants.
Did y'all have a... uniforms or was it
No. We went to public school, but in public schools you wore dresses. God. That was dress code.
Does your stepson have a uniform?
No.
Okay. I think uniforms.
Only a dick would send their kid to a school with uniforms.
That's awful.
I mean, I just think that seems terrible, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure, but damn, you couldn't wear pants?
No, I could.
Well,
I mean, yeah.
I understand.
But girls, no. Dresses was what you had to wear. Is that weird?
That would suck.
But back then, this is 1971, 72.
Yeah, you couldn't wear
women
pants.
Couldn't get a credit card.
Couldn't get
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, have you seen them spend? Jeez, Louise. I mean, are we kidding? I mean, hallelujah.
You had to get permission from your husband to get birth control.
What about your boyfriend?
And vote.
Your boyfriend didn't. You weren't supposed to have sex.
God. And how many people? I mean, why do people want to go back to these times? Like
that's when they talk
so
about
terrible.
The good old days.
Oh,
you might
God.
Want to ask
the horrible days.
Women.
Jesus. That sounds miserable.
I mean, that is so interesting. Like,
and that's not that long ago.
Like, I wonder. Like now, like are girls like are they allowed to wear yoga pants?
I mean, it pretty much all goes nowadays.
Does it? I mean, I have
well,
no idea.
certain schools, most schools, but I think there are some that are probably.
I have no. I mean, I just because they're.
I mean, I haven't kept up on the dress codes of.
Well, you
my
go
kids
to the high
school.
School.
Yeah, I know, but I.
And you look.
Not really.
Oh.
No.
I'm pretty oblivious.
Rephrase that. You don't look.
No, I don't.
There you go. That's better.
Okay.
Because you know what you did say.
Not really. Yeah. I mean, I'm really not noticing what kids
are
wearing.
But not really leaves room for, I look every once in a while. Like, so when you come with that, go,
no
like, I don't look.
Like, when we go to the high school game, like the football game, you know, the only thing you'll ever notice is like something like totally outlandish. You're like, oh my God, what is that?
Yes.
But it's not like I'm looking at everybody's, what they're dressing like.
I saw a news story the other day, and I mean, it's a girl, I think she's 15. And she has all these followers on TikTok because she does gyrating videos.
And she's 15?
Like, yeah. You want to see it?
No.
No.
Isn't that child porn?
Well, her mom is okay with it. Like, her mom's in some of the videos. And
what
I'm
is, like, she just gyrates? I don't understand.
Yeah. Let me, if I can find it. Oh, my. It's a
How did you find it in the first place?
It was on a website.
Uh-huh. What website was that?
15 and under?
No, called Daily Mail. Your old...
What websites are you going to?
No, no, it ain't like that.
Uh-huh. I never stumbled across that one.
No, me neither.
Well, you guys don't look
it's
at...
Weird.
You don't read the news.
That's news?
News.
Well, on Daily Mail it is.
I mean... I don't think we follow the same news.
Is this what was that?
You.
My
Florida team who shot Devane Bunsey.
Be my man or what?
Same place that covers 16 and pregnant and all the crappy stuff that he went.
Here goes. Florida teen who shot Devane posting hypersexual videos triggers. This is what I'm talking about. I guess they're not. I mean, it's just weird.
They probably deleted it.
They're probably
put everybody in jail.
Yeah.
No.
They're under investigation.
I don't think they're under investigation. I mean, her mom is okay with it. Like, it's
well,
so
I think they took the kid away from the mom because she was okay with it.
I mean, yes. It's. I don't know where the video is, but.
She's dating 30-year-olds, but her mom's all right with it. It's all good. It's all good.
I mean.
She works at the strip club, but her mom's cool with that.
What's like these kids, like one dad shot their daughter's TikTok stalker, like showed up at their house. Because she's like 15, but then they still let her get on TikTok. I'm like, what? What? No. Like,
you know, maybe look at what your daughter's putting up.
It's weird. I don't know. I can't find the video, but.
Wait, he shot her. Is he in jail?
No, the stalker showed up and tried to break into the house.
Oh.
Well, if he tried to break in.
But I understand that, but then he still let her get on TikTok after that.
Originally, I thought he said he just, like.
Just went and shot him?
Seeked him out and, like, shot him.
No,
like,
no. No, that was...
Well, God, I don't want to hang around with Dan. That mom may be after him for looking at her daughter gyrating.
It's very weird. It's very, like...
Just go to your saved videos. You know you have it.
Favorites.
I don't know what the hell you guys are laughing
Dirty
at.
Dirty ass old man.
Like,
shower time.
It's weird that you love
like, this is the video. Like, this is her. Like, she
it's weird that you led the show with this.
No, how did we get here? Because he started talking about how they were doing mini skirts. They were looking at girls' skirts. And
I don't know. I blacked out after he started talking about mom in a skirt.
Like blacked out good blackout or bad blackout?
I blacked out. Like,
hey, your wife likes the way I talk about
it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There goes the turkey. Ah! There goes the stuffing. Ugh. Now, tell me about your airplane stories.
Oh,
my God.
Oh.
Now, the first one is not, this is him being a baby, them being babies.
Him?
Yes.
Okay.
What? Because everybody's probably gone through, had this.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'll agree. It was very inconvenient, but like.
I mean, it probably is annoying, but. It happens to parents. I mean,
go ahead. I don't know what happened. All right.
So, wife and I went to Cancun for a little trip.
Woo, woo, woo.
Fancy, huh?
Yeah, fancy.
Did you do your thing on you have to do on vacation?
Yeah, I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Anyways, coming back on the plane, not a full flight, so the two rows in front of us are empty because they are. The emergency rows, I guess.
Yeah.
No one wanted to help anybody out of the plane.
No. So the three seats, and it's just me and my wife in that row. Nobody else.
Okay.
And there's a family behind us with a one-year-old, I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm not a good judge on kids' ages, but one-year-old-ish that was being super fussy and loud, right? Right. So it's like right in your ear because it's like a mom, a dad, a brother maybe, and then the kid was on the lap. And the stewardess said, hey, once we get to cruising, you know, and they turn the seatbelt off, y'all can move up a row because I know it's right in your ear. It's annoying. Whatever. No big deal.
Oh, you were telling me it was a big deal.
No.
Okay. Never mind.
So we're like, oh, it's not that big of a deal because we're watching a show or something on our, you know, on the tablet, have our earphones in. Not the loudness isn't bothering us that much. What was bothersome is that baby shit its diaper and they were doing nothing about it. And it was.
You hope it was the baby.
Awful.
And it smelled.
Yes.
Okay.
Yelling, screaming. So we're like, look at each other like, yeah, let's go ahead and let's bump it up, like bump up a row. So we picked up our stuff, moved up a row. What happened?
They moved up a row.
Exactly.
Mom and baby.
Just
did.
The mom and the baby moved up a row. Right behind us.
Okay.
So you still had the smell and the screaming
so
in there.
So that's what you're upset about?
I wasn't upset. I was just, it was a precursor to the next one.
Okay.
But I was like,
you saw us move.
We moved,
you know
we moved
what?
Up. We were trying to.
You know why we moved up.
And she was like, oh, screw it. I'm moving up. Because but the stewardess told us we could.
Yeah, so then.
But you would think once you had a whole row, you might change the diaper.
Yeah.
You could lay the baby down.
Because it is hard to change a diaper on the plane. Like, there's nowhere to do it.
But you get now have a whole row.
Yeah, you would think you would lay it down on the seat.
Yeah.
Got it.
Didn't happen. It was very.
I mean, that would be the only thing. Screaming kid, I'd be thinking, man, I hate this, but.
Yeah, it's
been
like
there, done that.
A kid kicks a seat. Like, I mean, we had our 1-year-old and we were going to Florida, and literally right after takeoff, he kicked the seat one time and the lady ding hits the damn call button. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, for one freaking kick. And she comes back and the flight attendant, she's like, oh yeah, how can I help you, ma'am? She's like, oh yeah, it's really hard to enjoy my flight when a kid's kicking my seat. And the flight attendant goes, it's a baby. And that was it.
So, good. Because I was like, people are just bizarre.
People are idiots.
Because we've all, well, I guess if you've never had a kid.
But you were a kid at one time, you dumbass.
That's.
Yeah, unless it's like just over the top.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there are if the kid's rocking your chair
or
back
pulling
and forth,
your hair or something like that, I get it. Totally understand.
How about this? So on the next flight that I was going to tell you about.
This might be a little more.
A week later, I go to for work. Go to Costa Rica.
Dang! All right,
he's
fancy
a big
pants.
Shot.
All right, well, Cancun, then to Costa Rica. Oh, who are you?
So this was a business trip. And
yeah, I bet it was business.
Coming back,
smuggling stuff.
Okay. All right, Coacher. Anyways, coming back. So the first part is just a little bit of an aside, just on the annoying passengers. But a coworker of mine was. Sitting in a seat, had his laptop open, you know, doing some work, and they're bringing the drinks, and the guy next to him gets a coffee, and he does something, and he's like jostling around, and he spills the coffee all over himself and my coworker and halfway on his computer.
Okay.
Doesn't say a word to him.
Damn.
Well, maybe he doesn't speak
doesn't
English.
Apologize.
Does he speak English?
Yes.
You sure?
Because he talked to the flight attendant.
Okay.
Doesn't even say sorry. He's like, oh. I think I got it. And now he just reeks of coffee, trying to get it off his computer. But, like, how do you spill something on somebody and not say a word? Like, hey, I'm sorry. And
then yeah.
Get that
I got
gotcha.
You. All
right. But that's whatever. So,
it didn't happen to you, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah. Screw that. Whatever.
Said, yeah.
What my computer?
I mean, I've done it where I've been asleep and I twitch and I know I hit the person next to me. And then I just act like I'm not.
Did you
I'm
just
still,
snore on?
I just act like I'm still asleep.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you didn't spill hot coffee on somebody.
I know, but I'm not. Yeah, that's then ruin the computer.
No, it was fine.
Okay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Go ahead.
This is the best one. So we are coming back from Costa Rica, flying from Costa Rica into Houston. It's me and three coworkers. Two of us didn't check a bag. Myself and another lady checked a bag that I'm friends with.
God, you're a diva. You check a bag.
No,
go ahead.
There's a reason for it.
I check every time. I hate people that are cramming crap up on top.
No, do you understand how much time it saves to check a bag?
100%. Always try to not check a bag, but
it doesn't save any time.
I had to take because of
they're so fast now. By the time you walk from the gate down to the thing, your bags are there.
I'm going to show you where that logic is flawed in a minute, but I always try to not check a bag, but I had to take items that necessitated me to check a bigger suitcase.
Oh, so, got it.
All right. Cocaine. So that's why I had to. So we're flying back into Houston.
they don't check those as much. They don't x-ray them as much. Okay.
Okay. Nothing got illegal. Bricks. Yeah. Bundles.
Yes. Money. Money, mother. Okay.
Well, that's for the way down. Then you buy and bring
it
back.
Yeah, I had to bring it back.
Okay.
But anyways, so we're flying into Houston. And we have a, you know, a decent time frame to where we can get off and get something to eat, whatever. So we think. Land in Houston. And the pilot comes on and is like, hey, good news. We got here 10 minutes early. So we're going to be taxiing and pull up to our gate. Get to the gate. Oh, actually, the plane that is at our gate taking off is delayed. So we have to just sit here. 35 minutes. Just sitting on the runway.
Oh, those are the best.
Awesome. Not too uncomfortable, whatever. But now it's starting to get to be a little bit dicey because we have to catch our flight from Houston to Austin.
Yeah.
And coming in from another country, you have to go through customs.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yes. So it takes even longer. You can't just get off and get on the other plane. And
I wouldn't know that. I don't really go to other countries. Sorry.
Right.
So you tell me how that is.
Well, I'll tell you in a second. But it's really, all they do is look at your passport and ask you, do you have anything to declare? No. All right, you're good. So, I mean, that's really it.
Cool.
But you have to wait in line to do that.
Right.
So we pull up to the customs area. There is one booth open.
Oh, no.
And there are hundreds of people.
They pull you aside?
Nope.
Okay.
But again, the main inconvenience here is the time factor. Worried about catching our flight.
Okay.
So we get through, and then you have to, because we check the bags, we have to retrieve them from the baggage.
Oh, my God.
And you have to recheck them.
Oh, my God.
And go through security again.
Okay.
My coworker gets pulled out. They search her bag. And now we're...
Side note, do you guys ever watch, I don't know what station, but... To Catch a Smuggler?
No, never seen
never
it.
Great. It's a show. They just follow these people at airports and say, well, that guy, they have a profile. That guy's a little nervous. I mean, they go to different ones all around the world.
All around the
world. New York, yeah. And it's great to watch. But go ahead.
Now, are they reenactments?
No. These are actually taking place where they'll say, well, this lady looked a little nervous and... blah, blah, blah. So they'll, you know, talk to them and go, hey, we're going to pull you out, check their luggage. And no, they're not reenactments. They are actually at an airport just following these people. It's great. I love to watch it. Go ahead, though.
He likes
so she must have been nervous acting.
Yeah, that's what he was trying to get at.
But anyway, so they open up her luggage and then, you know, check. Good. So now we're really sweating because the... two coworkers that are already on the plane.
No
they're
wonder
like,
they got
up,
searched.
Sweating is yeah. one telltale.
Yeah, that is one telltale sign that you're smuggling.
Okay, yeah. We weren't sweating at this time. But okay. We were getting nervous. Again, the time.
He sounds nervous right now.
So we take yeah. off. So we go and we're, you know, hustling.
Or frustrated, one
and
or the
walking
other.
And I'm talking to her, you know, we're talking out loud. She's like, oh, gate C. Yeah, it's gate C. It's over here. We see the sign. Random dude that was going the other way goes, oh, if you're going to gate C, you want to turn around and go on the tram because if you go this way, follow the sign, it's 20 extra minutes to walk it.
Sounds like Trail of Lights.
Like, oh, shit. God.
So you followed the herd again. You are a herd.
No, I followed the sign this time.
Okay.
Hear me?
Yeah.
But it says C this way, so we're going that way. And because we're talking about this guy, he's like, oh, you need to get on the tram or else it's going to take you much longer. So we turn around up the stairs on the tram, get off the tram, and the other coworkers are texting us. Well, it's still quite a ways off the tram to the gate. And so the lady's like, can you carry my bag too so I can run?
Oh, she's ditching her stuff on you.
Yeah.
It's not good.
So we're talking like it's 15 minutes to take
off. They're going to ask him if he packed that bag.
Yeah.
15 minutes to take off, and we got to get there. And so we're sprinting down the terminal, right? And, I mean, it was a good ways. We finally get there, 5 minutes to take off. No, you know, it's deserted, and the flight attendants are waiting for us because they know we're coming because they told them.
Yeah.
And we get onto the airplane. I am drenched in sweat. I mean, openly dripping sweat from the run and the stress.
Yeah, because last time you ran was when?
Yeah, never.
Okay. So you're
fully
admit
I'm out of shape, but okay. So I'm drenched in sweat. So she is drenched in sweat, and as we're waiting,
what were you doing?
Yeah, were you running or
okay?
Running.
Got it.
And they come. The flight attendant comes on and goes, "Everybody, if you can reach above and everybody open their air vents. We just had a few passengers have to sprint to make their flight, and they're pretty hot and sweaty." And so everybody's reaching up, like cranking up the AC. Again, drenched in sweat.
Got it.
Plane is jam-packed full. Houston to Austin on a Friday night at 8 o'clock.
When the hell are you going to get to the annoying part?
This is it.
Because good God.
Am I telling a long story? All right, sorry.
Long. We're only 30 minutes in.
All right. Get to my seat.
Make a long story short.
Get to my seat. I have a window seat. The guy in the middle had to weigh 425 pounds.
Wait a minute. He gained 25 pounds from last night.
400 to 425.
There you go. Got it.
Biggest dude ever. They get up and I squeeze my way in. He sits down, again, sweating.
So you're dripping your sweat on him.
Dripping sweat. This dude is 425 pounds, dressed head to toe in jeans, jean jacket.
Okay.
So I am using half my seat because he is a very large man.
He's using the other half.
Protruding into my seat, like touching me.
Yeah.
And the heat is trapped. I can't cool down. So I fly an hour from Houston to Austin, can't cool down, still sweating. This dude reeks like the worst BO could ever imagine.
Now, we're not sure now. Now that I hear this story, are you sure it was his BO?
100%.
Good question.
100%. Land, and I'm finally like, okay, finally I can get out. I'm getting claustrophobic. Land, everybody's getting off. Comes back to our row where he's supposed to get up, and he's just like, I'm too fat. I'm not getting up. I'm letting everybody go off. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And now you know, you get antsy and you start anticipating getting off. And now he's just like, he's not saying anything. He's just like, just sitting there, just letting everybody go. And I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me, right? Then they all get off, and he finally said, all right, now it's time. Like, I don't want to be pressured by people waiting. So now I can get up. Gets up.
And he walks in front of you.
No. He grabs the seat, and he's like really pulling himself up. He's like struggling. And so I turn to look, and what do I see?
A mouse.
No. Not plumber's crack. I saw a full-on bare ass 6 inches away from my face. This dude's pants were at the bottom of his butt cheeks. And they're just, it's just out there. Just right there. And I recoil in horror. I'm just like, oh my God, this can't get any worse.
Did you say, hey.
What he's not telling you is this whole time his coworkers are on the plane and he's texting.
Oh, I'm texting him like the situation. And the one girl that I ran on the plane with is right in front of me and her chair is rocking because she's laughing so damn hard.
So did he know his pants were down?
He had to have.
You didn't say, hey, man.
What am I going to say?
Did you snap a pic?
No. No.
Did you have a pen?
Solely focused on getting the hell out of there. And then
focused on a butt crack.
At this point, I mean, I'm shot. So then he's really struggling to get up. And then he's kind of like rocking, like falls back a little bit. So this bare ass is like rubbing all over the seats, the armrest, everything.
Little did he know he sat in Joe's seat first and he had to get up and move.
Yeah, pray. I mean.
And that's it?
That's it. And then finally I was able to get away and get off and that's it.
That was a good story. I don't know if it was worth the 27 minutes it took to tell it.
Hey,
that's 27 minutes.
What else are you going to do?
What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, we used to have a guy that worked here that we would get off the air. And if you went in the bathroom at 10 a.m., you saw butt crack every time at the urinal. He would drop his pants all the way down to his
ankles. At the urinal?
At the urinal? Drop your pants?
He would drop his pants all the way to the ankles at the urinal.
Why?
What?
I don't know.
You didn't ask him?
No.
That'd be the first question. What the hell?
But I mean, he was older. I was 22, 23 years old. I just was like, what
How old?
50s?
Did you know him?
No, I mean, I knew him, but I didn't know him.
He knew him better than he wanted to.
I mean, every single day you went into the bathroom after the show, there it is. I mean,
I feel like that would be more of a situation where you would ask somebody, like, why?
No.
I'm not going to tell some stranger, hey, dude, your butt's hanging
out. Yeah, I mean, if you casually know him, say, what the hell do you do that for? But if I don't know him
generally,
at all.
I'm curious.
I knew him. I mean, we didn't have conversations.
First day I may not do.
Maybe that was your opening.
First day I don't say anything.
No, there was an opening, and I didn't want to take it.
Second day I don't say anything. But the third day I go, why do you drop your pants? Who does that?
All the way to the ankles.
That's wild. Wild stuff.
Should we talk sports?
Let's do it.
What's your topic?
Oh, I was going to say.
He's been holding on this topic for 2 weeks.
No, I have not. Anyways, if you were an NFL.
We'll be early then. Don't we need to wait another week before we talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're the commissioner of the NFL, what rule changes would you make?
Overtime.
What's the rule?
I've told you, I have the best overtime rule there is.
Okay.
You win the coin flip. There is no punting in overtime. There's no punting.
No punting.
So you win the coin flip. You decide if you want to kick off or receive. But just know, there's no punting.
Okay.
There you go. That's it.
So if you don't go down,
If you don't get a first down, you're going to lose the game.
You're giving the ball over at the 20-yard line.
Yeah.
I have a few.
Because that is absolutely incredible because it makes you absolutely decide, oh, my God, how is my off? I mean, how much do I trust my offense?
Yeah.
How much do I trust my defense? What? There's no punting. That's it.
I have a few, and that's one of them. Except,
but I nailed it. I mean, there is no better overtime. No one can bring me a better overtime than that. Nobody.
Pitts didn't agree with you.
Well, no one.
No, listen.
Pitts doesn't agree with anything.
One of my rules was actually just eliminate punting for the entire NFL. Like, no.
That's stupid.
No.
Why?
That's stupid.
No.
Why?
That's just stupid. That's stupid.
Why is it stupid?
It makes it very unfair.
To who?
Teams that rely on their defense to win.
Yeah, you take defense out of the game.
Actually, that makes defense that much more important.
No, because you're already in field goal range. And the Chiefs are
Teams with a good defense are rewarded more often.
Wrong.
Exactly.
The teams with better offenses are rewarded more.
Absolutely not. If I'm a good defense and I hold your team to four and out on their 20, guess what? I just gave my offense in the red zone.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I think you changed the game too much there.
Way too much.
Okay.
Plus, some of my favorite players are punters.
Really?
Yeah, Ray Guy,
that
man.
The punting is so integral to the game. It's so exciting.
It does. When you pin them down on the one-yard line.
Exciting. How about if your defense is awesome?
Or when the New England Patriots run it back on a punt and win the game? I mean,
how about your defense being awesome and you hold them to – it would make the Broncos actually relevant.
What the hell? Overton would be out of a job, man.
No, he snaps it on field goals.
Oh, he doesn't do punters?
Well, he does.
Okay. All right, fine. So the offshoot to that is –
I mean, you're just trying to go fantasy bananas there. Like, you're trying to make it like you're trying to make
amazing.
It like the XFL. You're trying to make it too ridiculous.
Okay, how about this? You can have punts.
Thank you.
But there are no punters anymore.
Oh my.
If you're going to punt, your quarterback has to be the one to punt.
You want
to
know bizarre? Back in the day,
then
your defensive tackle, there was a defensive tackle that kicked field goals. You didn't have field goal kickers. They were players.
I'm not going to go that far, but I'm saying
you might as well, if you're doing it with punters, what's the difference?
If you're going to punt, then your quarterback has to be the one to punt it. That would be awesome. Because then you don't know if it's going to be a punt or they're going to go for it.
Well, you could do
that now.
Yeah, you could.
I know.
You don't have to change a rule.
Yes.
Then just
that
do it.
That means there's no specialist punters.
But if it was a good idea, you would be doing it now.
That makes no sense.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If it was a good idea, so you're saying that no good ideas exist? Because they would already be doing it now.
No, no.
That's just what you said.
I'm saying there is no rule against it. So if it was a good idea, teams would be doing it now.
What he is saying is it makes the punting game more interesting because they're not going to be good punters. I mean,
No. But it gives.
Yes, a quarterback is not going to be a good punter.
Why not?
He could be.
Why couldn't he be?
They always do the short punts. They just have to kick it longer.
It would be more exciting. Punts would be more exciting because you would have the guy, the quarterback and shotgun. Is he going to run a play or is he going to punt it?
No, they would just never put anybody back and it would just be downed every time.
That's would they?
No, you'd put someone back.
No, you wouldn't.
Even though.
Why?
You wouldn't because just in case they run an offensive play, then you're down a man.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. But what if
so
it's
you would never
and 20?
Put, you would just never put a kick returner back there and unless they're on like the 5 yard line, you know they're not going to freaking go for it on 4th and 18
like
on the 5 yard
punts.
Line. What?
I like the no punts better.
Okay.
Well, those are pretty stupid.
I
vote against it. Like,
but you two are
I am not
a number one old man river. I don't want anything to change.
No,
it's only good the way it is now.
That's not how I
with
said
everything.
It.
That's what you do.
I don't do that.
Absolutely.
Name one.
College football.
What about it?
Yes.
We don't need anything new. It's good the way it is.
No. See, there you're wrong.
No fun. I don't want to charge the field. Nope.
No. I told you I changed on the storm the court and field. I told
you.
Get
off my lawn, guy.
No. The college football playoff, we don't need to go over this every time, but it's not competitive as it is. So why do I want to watch more uncompetitive games? It's just not.
Don't watch them.
I won't. Dumbest argument ever.
I won't.
I mean, I'd rather watch them.
Can we do that as a separate topic? Because I got rebuttals there. But what about, I think.
What are your other dumb rules? No
centers.
Yeah.
No.
Got to have a wide receiver play center.
No.
I mean.
The fumble out of the end zone thing is the stupidest rule in the NFL. Got to get rid of it. Got to.
I don't know, because then who do you give it? If he fumbles at the one and it rolls through the end zone, who gets it?
The offense.
Why?
Why not?
You fumbled it.
Yeah.
If I fumbled at the one and it goes out of the one, who gets it?
Okay, well, yeah.
So the only difference is that it goes out of the end zone and not?
Yeah.
It makes no damn sense. Why should the defense get it?
Well, where do they get it if they fumble it out at the one?
The one.
So if you fumble it out at the end zone, is it a touchdown?
No.
Well, why not? So dumb.
You get it where you fumbled it.
I just think it's a weird. I understand what you're saying.
You should reward the defense
for
if
what?
You make them fumble it at the one.
What if the defense didn't make them fumble it?
Well, when else do you fumble it?
If you're diving and you reach out
and someone slaps it,
well, that's your fault for being careless with the ball.
Sure, but the defense didn't do anything to.
So
get
then
the
there's
ball.
No there's no penalty.
Someone's holding onto your legs, or you wouldn't be diving.
There's no penalty for being careless with the ball. It's like, oh, every time I'm just going to fling it towards the.
Do they do that every time? Like if they're going for a first down.
But they know that they're not going to have to. If they lose the ball out of the end zone, they know they don't get the ball.
I'm just saying the rule makes zero sense.
Okay.
I mean,
it makes no sense. Again, like, y'all are closed-minded.
Just because we don't agree with your rules.
It makes no sense. Like, it's the most illogical rule in the NFL.
I'm not saying it makes sense or doesn't make sense, but just saying.
The defense is greatly rewarded with an entire possession for literally not recovering
for
the ball.
Knocking the shit out of them and making them fumble. That's
what if they didn't knock the shit out of them?
Well, how do you know?
If I'm running and I am stumbling and I reach forward and I just.
Then
the
don't
ball
be
slips out of my hands.
Then don't be careless
there's
with
no
the ball.
So the defense just gets it.
But
because
if the defense jumps on it, they didn't cause any, but they're rewarded.
But they didn't jump on it.
Well, they didn't get a chance.
But again, if I fumble at the five and it goes right, if it goes right instead of straight, I get the ball right there.
Yeah, well,
no
I mean.
Makes no sense.
Okay.
Two, NFL has to, we have to do a draft lottery for the NFL.
What?
Like the NBA.
Oh, so they don't tank?
Yeah.
There is no tanking in the NFL.
We need a draft lottery.
There's no tanking.
I don't know. Didn't you watch who came
Texans.
Back?
Colts.
Yeah.
That's not tanking.
They might have tried harder.
I don't know, man. Against the Cowboys, did you see the Texans like last two play calls? That's tanking.
No. If the Texans were tanking, they wouldn't have been in their last two games. They're actually fighting. I talked to someone.
You don't think there should be a lottery?
That wouldn't be. I wouldn't be against that.
I wouldn't be
See,
against
I'm not
it.
An old
oh my
man.
God.
I wouldn't be against it, but
he's
it's
still against it.
No. But it's like
immediately he's like, nope.
What did I just say?
Do you have your ears closed?
Yeah, do you have your ears closed? I said that fine. So what are you gonna do? So the teams with the NBA does, like the three teams with the three worst records have a 20% chance.
Yeah.
The next three have a
8%.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I think
But that still doesn't keep
I still
you
think
from
the
tanking.
NBA lottery's rigged, but
do you really?
I mean not
Eddie?
Really.
All right, Eddie.
I don't really think that, but it's kind of weird how the Spurs were gonna move out of San Antonio, they got the draft rights to Duncan. The Knicks were gonna in trouble, they got Ewing. I mean, it just seems to fall like the Pelicans, they trade away Anthony Davis, they're not gonna have anything,
Cavs
and they
get LeBron.
The number one pick and
Cavs get LeBron.
Zion Williams. What?
Cavs get LeBron.
Yes. I mean, it's weird how it falls that way a lot of the times. That is in my mind.
Yeah.
But I don't mind the lottery system fine because I don't think the NFL really tanks because the players on the field are trying their ass off.
Sure.
Yeah, but if the coach doesn't put in the top running back or calls a
you know, there's ways to tank without tank.
Yep.
Without.
There's too many jobs on the line. I talked to someone with the Carolina Panthers. It's in their, like, up in the organization. And he's like, look, there are too many jobs on the line. Nobody tanks. It may look like it because they're not good, but they don't tank. They try to. I mean, you would think the Carolina Panthers were tanking when they traded away Christian McCaffrey. They got rid of.
Don't you think Houston understands we're not going to win? So.
They may not like openly tank, but they're not doing. I guarantee you, they're not doing.
Really, everything. Carolina's not trying to win games. Everybody Houston, on that field. Houston is. They went to overtime with the Cowboys it, like, and with the freaking.
I'm saying like their two best receivers hadn't played in a month. Do you think they're?
No. Brandon Cooks wants to be traded. He won't be there next year.
Exactly.
But that's him saying, hey, I'm out.
But, okay, do you think he'd be playing if they were in a playoff slot? I mean,
he wants.
I think Stafford wouldn't be on IR if the Rams had any.
But the Rams aren't tanking. Why are the Rams tank? Guess what? Their draft pick goes to the Lions.
Well, I wouldn't say tanking, but they've given up. Okay.
Well, they know they're not. Stafford's hurt, so why risk injury? They knew they're not going anywhere, so why put him in harm's way?
I don't say I disagree with it. I'm just saying we should have.
They're protecting their only few assets that they have.
Absolutely. It's smart.
Yeah. Oh, I understand.
Like the Texans, Brandon Cooks has been pissed since the trade deadline was like, look, don't take my niceness for granted. Like, you should have traded me because I am a vet and I don't need to be sitting here going through this rebuild again. So I don't think, and so he finally said, you know what, I'm done. I'm just going to say I'm hurt, and this offseason I will be gone.
I would say it's not active tanking; it's more passive tanking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, I wouldn't be against the lottery, but I mean, whatever. I don't think the draft most years is as big a deal as the NBA, because one player can change an NBA team. I don't think one player changes an NFL team.
Andrew Luck would like a word with you.
Peyton Manning would like a word. Those are few and far between.
Well, they drafted him, but it took them 5-6 years before they became.
No. Andrew Luck was in the playoffs the very first year.
Oh, playoffs, but everyone wants Super Bowl.
That's pretty damn good.
Well, I understand that. But I just don't think.
But you can also. But you can.
They were like,
okay, well, how many of those are there?
Not very many.
Okay. NBA, you need one. I mean, 1 out of 5 is better than 1 out of 24. It's
also, it's very. The NFL, how do I describe it? I'm trying to think. What?
Football.
Football, gridiron, tackle, penalty, holding.
American football.
No, you can find. Studs
not
in the
soccer.
Later rounds.
Yeah.
Well, it's all. Yeah. No,
yeah,
you
yeah,
can't.
Yeah, yeah. The chances of you finding. Yeah.
I mean, just look at the quarterbacks now. Dak Prescott. I mean, Brock Purdy.
Been playing. Yeah.
They're not the high draft picks.
Right.
Who else is not a high
Big
draft?
Big Purdy.
What?
Big Brock.
I don't know what he's saying.
He's saying Big Brock, but yeah. I don't know who calls him that. You may be the only
a lot
person.
Of people.
Who?
Who?
I don't know. Twitter.
Oh. Well, hey.
Do you have any other rules you want to, I mean, before we.
Yes.
Go, good. Go
you
ahead.
You got to have microchips in the ball.
That. So you know if it goes over the goal line.
Everybody complains about like pass interference or holding calls. I guarantee you more games are swung in the balance off of these horrible spots. Like, can you honestly tell me that any referee has ever spotted a ball that is punted out of bounds accurately? Ever?
Oh, because they just run
ever.
Up the sideline.
They just run up
and
just like,
well,
down, like,
on a first to mark it for after they run it, you watch. That referee comes from
three yards down
the field, and all of a sudden he's putting it right here. It's
like, hey, this old man, he's like, oh, I'm just going to.
I can go for that. I can go for that.
No way that's at all accurate.
How
ever.
Do they not? I mean, technology-wise, it wouldn't mess up the football, right? They should
goal,
be able to.
When they're trying to get it over the goal line, there's just a big mass.
Right, we have VAR in soccer.
Right.
So why can you not have VAR in freaking the NFL?
Oh, finally one y'all are on board with. Thank you.
An old man.
And then we have to suffer through 5 minutes of damn replays.
No, that's my problem.
No, that's my problem.
Wait.
They could sit there. They'll
go
over. We can't see the ball. I'm like, well, then quit.
Running. Go.
Right. So this is my point. Put a microchip in the ball. You know if it crossed the goal line or not. I don't have to sit there and watch like 50 replays of a scrum of dudes. Like, you can't see. a fleck of the ball. Where's his knee?
No, they need to. What I don't like is,
well, the VAR,
it has
see,
to be clear and
the,
obvious. Clear and obvious.
Okay,
that's and the only, they go and they sit there and say 10 minutes on a freaking review. That's not clear and obvious, no matter what.
That's the only downside, VAR, because in soccer, it's only the ball. In football, it's the ball, something touching the ground, you're down.
Yes, but if you can eliminate
where the ball is, actually, you can.
Of the time, you can see when they touch the ground. Yeah. It's always about where the ball is because it's tucked and they can't get an angle at the same time. So if you eliminate one of those problems, spotting the ball, you don't have to bring out the chains and, like, depending on where
the chains are awesome, man. I love those guys.
God damn it. All right, you can still have it just for
show.
Yeah.
But, like, come on. Do I need you to run two dudes out, like, and then measure it, and it's like 3 feet short?
I mean, you're a multi-billion dollar industry, and you still rely on a freaking little chain.
So my point, like, they'll get tackled along the sidelines, right? And this dude's, like, guessing, oh, he's, like, right here, and he puts his foot right there, and then he throws the ball over to the guy, and they're just kind of, like, lining up with each other.
They look at each other. Oh, yeah,
get
look
the hell out of here. Yeah. Like, that's ridiculous. Come on.
Well, and one I don't agree with is if you – you're laying on a player, you're not down. I think that's crazy.
Yes, I think it's like you wrap
I'm
up.
Laying legs up, arms up, on my back, just because I'm on top of a player.
Hey, don't tackle him like that.
I mean, you can't tell if you're a player. You think they're down, and then if you hit him again, unnecessary roughness, it's like, well, you can't tell.
And I'll give you one. If the quarterback crosses the line of scrimmage, he is now a running back.
Well, he already is that.
No, you still can't. Yeah, you slide, blah, blah, blah. No.
It's tough. You can't.
I don't know how you hit the quarterback anymore.
I don't
know. Even though I heard a good, they said with, you know, the RPO where they can pull it out or whatever, he said.
I actually got two more.
Yeah, pull out is smart.
He said.
I would suggest that for everybody. My roommate in college was trying that method. Didn't work.
But you just said you recommend it for everybody.
It doesn't work.
No, I'm saying pull out. But
get the pill.
John didn't.
Anyway, this guy was telling me if he was in charge of defense, he would tell them every time that quarterback even gives the ball.
Hit him.
Hit the quarterback. Hit the quarterback. Hit the quarterback. Yeah. Not dirty, but just hit him.
Every time.
Every time.
I agree.
So on your gripe about the replays, I agree.
And they'll stop that.
The replays should be three replays, full speed and two slow-mos, that's it. Not 50, and there should be a time limit.
Has to be a time limit.
Right?
Well, you might as well show the replays why the referee's watching. I mean,
two, why does the referee need to watch it? They have a headset, just have a guy in New York or whatever, like baseball does, and it's like, hey, you fucked that one up, change it.
Yeah, I don't know
why they have to run over and look at it.
Yeah, I'm
the
not
screen.
Sure why.
You want to know why? Because they have a sponsorship with Microsoft Surface.
Okay, but
and they
got to
get their TV time in, because that's
do
worth
it
a
some other way.
That's
it's
worth
terrible.
A $3 million freaking.
By the way, coaches' convention.
What about it? You can't just stop. You can't celebrate that you said coaches' convention.
He hit me.
I know. You have to have something you're going to add.
Well,
to
you were at, you were saying about they need their time on. It was just a joke. Never mind.
Don't know. I don't get it.
Okay.
Do you get it?
I mean, sponsorship, something. He was trying
to. Oh, but if you do want a sponsor, if you got a company, if you own a business and you want to be a sponsor, we are thesorelosers@gmail.com. Let's talk sponsorship. That would be incredible. Like last year with Freeland Chevrolet, they got freaking lots of plugs, and we'll give you lots of plugs. What's your other rules? This is great. You came prepared.
Yes, you got a lot. Good God.
The review, I had one more I just forgot about. Jesus, I'm old.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's it? All right, great.
Do y'all have any?
I
told you the overtime rule. That's really about all I got. I don't really.
I like the idea of the, but I mean, I've heard the chip and the ball. I don't know why they don't do that.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, I the only reason I could see is probably because
I think every play should be reviewable. Every play should be challenged. Yeah.
I agree.
Everyone.
I agree.
Yeah, I do too. Why not one?
You switched on that. You used to hate that.
Well, you still are limited.
You're still limited to your two.
I totally agree.
But everyone should be reviewable. Not it's this or that.
Like
or
what was it? The Vikings game. It was like they would have had,
but
the fumble.
Yeah, now my question is though.
I blew it dead. Sorry.
Right, but that's. I mean, it's true because the other team stops.
You don't know if they'll score a touchdown.
But like when they say down by contact, I can't review that. Like no. You can still review it. You should be able to review everything.
But if they blew the whistle, that's
then
the
it
problem.
Should stop. Yes, I agree.
So if he blew it dead.
But what I'm saying, everything should be reviewable. There are plays they deem not reviewable. Why?
Yeah, that is dumb.
And they've sort of taught them they're not supposed to blow the whistle.
Right, that's soccer. Sort of like soccer. You see them, they don't call offsides till later on because it's so close. They wait for a buzz upstairs saying, yeah, he was off, and then they call it. Because they want the action to continue, if you flag it early,
don't they also like on a foul? As long as you got advantage, they'll let you keep going. And after a certain amount of time, they won't. But if you take the ball away, then they'll call
the foul. But yes, like offsides is okay. We don't want to take away a goal scoring opportunity if I'm wrong by calling this. So I'm going to keep my flag down. Then someone's going to buzz me upstairs. Okay, never mind. It was offsides. Boom.
I remember my last one.
Go ahead, man.
No offsides.
You seem annoyed.
No offsides. Go ahead.
No, that's stupid. Ineligible receiver. Why? Especially in today's game, like you see this, like the run pass option stuff, like the mesh point. And like these dudes are like, do I run block or pass block? In the NFL, they get a flag if they're 1 yard past the line of scrimmage.
Alignment. I think it's 2 yards.
I think it's three. But they may call
but
it.
I know what you're saying.
But yeah. That's stupid. Why?
Well,
because as a defensive player, you may just see peripheral. I make
say that again. Say England.
Peripheral. In your vision, a red shirt going by. I got to cover that guy, and it's an offensive tackle. That doesn't.
But
need
then
to,
you're leaving a wide receiver open because you're guarding someone else.
You know,
11-on-11.
Well, but you only got five guys back as defensive backs, and you may mistakenly think, oh, that's the tight end coming down. He can't catch the ball, or he
can't.
Okay,
so this makes me ask, why shouldn't linemen be able to catch passes?
Good God, you're a communist.
What do you mean?
Dude, you are going to make it impossible to play defense.
What do you mean?
So you want to play flag football where everyone's eligible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then the blitz, all you have to do is just throw it in the air because there's going to be no one there and everybody can catch it.
That happens all the time in football where no one's there.
Yeah, but he's saying an offensive lineman can't touch the ball.
Right.
Why not?
Because it's a penalty.
But why is it why?
Oh, my God.
Because that's the way the game is played.
But there's no
you
good
are
reason
trying to turn this into
there's
the
no good reason for
do you,
it.
Have you ever seen the Savannah Bananas?
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to turn the NFL into.
No,
you're trying to turn it into a damn circus.
This isn't ditch ball.
No. Yeah, this isn't playing in the ditch. In
Give me a reason why.
North Austin.
Because
this is the way
somebody's got to be able. You're only going to have one person rushing the quarterback, right?
No.
Yes, because all the offensive linemen will go out for passes.
Then they won't have anybody. Then you won't have anybody.
But they're
going to
be wide open.
They won't.
They will be.
They will be. Oh, who's going to be guarding them?
So only one person's going to rush the passer. Either that or you got to cover. You got to cover those guys if they're going out.
If no one's blocking, the quarterback will be sacked before he can get a pass.
I disagree.
No. Have you seen a screen pass?
They let the rushers come in and they dump their screen pass off. Yeah. So every play will be a screen pass to a lineman.
So you're telling me screen passes are 100% effective every single time?
Not 100%.
Why?
Because you only have to worry about the running back that you have to guard. Oh. How do I know he's going to throw it to the running back? How do I know he's not going to throw it to the offensive lineman over here? Impossible.
No, that won't work.
Y'all are just old
men. My old man.
Old man. I literally asked him, hey.
If you don't agree with him, you're an old man. You're a grouchy old man.
This is what he said. I said, why? Tell me why. Because that's the way it is.
No.
That's the way it's always been.
I'm telling you, it's impossible to cover.
It's not.
Okay. Well, I have never. I've heard the chant.
He wants it to be like the Canadian Football League.
Yeah,
or
why
the
aren't they
league.
Running forward before the snap?
Why can't they run forward before the pass is through, the ball is snapped?
By the way, how do they know those guys aren't offsides? Have you ever watched that?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, they're offsides. I mean, it's sort of like, it's crazy.
I always thought you had to be set before they could snap the ball, and now people are running everywhere.
Well, no, you could be running backwards.
Sideways.
Sideways?
Sideways or backwards. Okay. You just can't be running
forward.
Yeah.
And you can't have two people moving at the same time.
Right.
They both have to get back.
There was
set.
Always you could have people in motion, one person, but they have to be running sort of sideways or just angle a little back.
I got the rule you're going to get rid of. I got it.
What?
The pushing the damn pile forward.
I hate it.
God, the QB sneak is you should be 100% every time. You should have send someone in motion, and right when they snap it, the guy runs up and pushes the quarterback. There's no way you can stop it. It has to be outlawed. It is so stupid. Like when the pile is
well,
pretty
as soon as someone gets hurt, it'll be outlawed.
I don't think so.
I just
Patrick Mahomes got hurt a couple years ago.
He
twisted his kneecap.
I do not like the everybody stood up and here comes the offensive lineman running in and let's push the pile another 5. It's like
I don't understand why first like whatever to go at 1 yard, they don't QB sneak every single time. I don't understand.
Because you could shove them and when they get in the shotgun to do it, it's like stupid. Good God, you guys are so stupid.
But like if you have fourth and short, just sneak it. But they try to do all these complicated handoffs.
No punting.
Ah.
I'm telling you, that would be amazing.
There is a high school somewhere.
Yeah, in like Arkansas. I don't think that coach is there anymore, but yes. Yes. They don't punt. They never punted, they don't punt.
Yeah.
Great.
And they do onside kick.
Every time.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. And the onside kick has to change. It's almost impossible now
to
get it.
It's impossible.
It's almost the game is over.
Yes.
If you,
I mean, it wasn't likely before.
But it's even less likely now. Yeah. It's like a 1% chance.
No, less than that.
So you could, if you want to, give them a one down 20 yards instead of the onside kick. I don't know how you do it. But the problem with that is, and here's another thing. If it's offensive pass interference, I want marked off as many yards found downfield as the offensive pass interference happened. Because if you're on defense and you pass interference, you get 40 yards. On offense, it's 10-yard penalty.
Yeah.
So why would you not stop every interception? No. If it's happened 40 yards down the field, move your ass back 40 yards. Oh, wait, that's a safety. Sorry. Like,
I could,
or put it at the 1-yard line because you can't get a touchdown from pass interference.
I forget which game it was where the
safety should be 4 points.
On a 2-point play, it was, I think it was, I don't know who it was. But anyway, the receiver was running out, And you know how they always meet the defensive back and the receiver sort of?
Yeah.
And he cut over. They got the 2-point and they called offensive pass interference. And, I mean, the other they were going crazy saying this, you know. Later on in the game, you watched it was out in the middle of the field. Same thing, guy catches it and everything's cool. Because the announcers were saying, excuse me, happens all the time. That happens all the time. That's not interference.
And I don't understand is when the defensive back is just standing there and the receiver fakes inside and then cuts outside and runs into the defender, they call either illegal contact or pass interference. Why? The defender can stand there. Like, he doesn't have to get out of your way. It just drives me nuts.
Well, so, and they do that, and there is a pick. I mean, when they have the guy crossing.
What I hate is, like, the defensive holding or illegal contact, if it's, like, 5-yard penalty and it's, like, automatic first. I hate the automatic first down. I don't like it.
Well, it's because they favor the offense. They want offense.
I mean, that's the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do.
I think it just should be the penalty yardage. Like, just... If the then to your point, like if it's offensive pass, so they just say, it's automatically fourth down.
Well, no. I mean, automatic first is just crazy.
Yeah, because that's how
it's
they do it.
Fourth and 35, and they
throw
it up.
Third and 25,
first down.
And
it's a 5-yard penalty. It's automatic first down. It's like, come on, man. So they just
for just like a little grab. And, it's like no.
And also the underthrown ball, where the receiver just dives back, has no chance of catching the.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't call.
They call pass interference every time. And
uncatchable ball, you know, if they throw it up.
They don't ever call it uncatchable. And it's like, good God, there's no way he's going
to. Good point. They used to call that all the time.
Yeah, and now they never do. Now the ball can be 20 yards short. And as long as you dive back into the defender, oh, fucking automatic first down pass interference. Oh, bleep. Sorry. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
How about them Niners?
They're really good. They're the best team in the NFC.
I think Philadelphia is.
I think the Niners' defense is what sets them apart. I think their defense is so freaking good.
Yeah, but
good.
I think Philadelphia's offense is much better than the 49ers. So.
Oof.
I think the Philadelphia defense is good enough against the 49ers' offense.
Okay. Now, my question is, who's the coach of the year? They don't have AFC and NFC, right? They just have Coach of the Year.
I think it's just Coach of the Year.
Yeah,
there's so many.
Yeah,
a lot. There's too many.
Yeah.
I feel like Sirianni's going to win it just because of the record.
They always do. They give it to the coach that wins with the most wins.
Well, that's how it is with every award.
I think he has the best roster.
Who, Eagles?
Yeah.
No, the Niners.
I mean, it could be the Niners.
The Niners have a better roster.
Okay, but they have a the
Eagles, yeah. But I will give him credit.
The Eagles
credit.
Have a better offensive line.
I will give them credit. They Hurts. Whoever thought Hurts was
no,
going
to
be.
No, I give them credit. But I'm saying compared to everybody, the job.
I mean,
they
coached him up.
I told him the other day.
I mean, I still feel bad for Jalen Hurts because I said, dude, why you suck? Like,
dude,
you
he
can't
was horrible
throw.
In college.
Like,
sorry,
you can't go to the NFL. Like, what do you think you're
he's
going
awesome.
To Oklahoma? Good God, he's awesome.
Yeah,
that's good coaching.
Yeah, that's why
good
I'm saying.
Coaching.
Good.
That's why he's. That's coach. Why. I mean, that's like, why I give him coach of the
but
year.
I give.
Why not? What's his name? The Jaguars coach. The hell, Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what a dumpster fire it was with Urban Meyer. And look what he has done with Trevor Lawrence.
They're 6-8 still though.
Yeah. I think
they are light years.
I think he gets votes, but I think you have to be in the playoffs, and I agree.
I mean, I can give you the right answer.
Dan Campbell.
I'll give you the right answer.
Okay.
It's Brian Daboll.
Why not the Lions coach?
Yeah.
Good God. They are the worst franchise of our life. And he has them at 500.
Do you know how bad the Giants were last year?
How bad were the Lions?
Yeah, but the Giants are ahead of the Lions right now.
Who would you take? Who would you take in a game, though? Who's better?
The Lions.
Exactly.
That's why it's more impressive to me.
No. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
Daboll has done more with less. The Lions have real stars on offense. They got a number one pick on defense. Like, they're looking really good. The Giants.
They knew how to draft.
Are an effing dumpster fire. And they're, 8-5?
But you're saying because they had a number one draft pick on defense?
I mean, I'm saying, like.
No, that he's good.
He's good.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I was going to say, because Barkley was a first rounder. I mean,
the Giants have Barkley.
Daniel Jones was a top draft pick.
But Daniel Jones is terrible.
Thibodeau was a draft top five draft pick. Whatever, you know.
Are you telling me that the Giants have more
talent? I think the Lions have done a better job. Like
hell, Washington.
But I'm saying.
Yeah, well, they're going to fall.
I'm not saying. Well, historically, I'm talking about this
but
year.
But they're Jaguars.
The job this year with the roster they have right now.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Okay, so what happens if the Giants?
Blown away by the Giants being in the playoffs.
So what if the Lions make the playoffs? No one thought the Lions. They were 1-6.
I'm just telling you.
By the way,
the Giants.
But how are we doing on our bets? Well, I forget half of.
Well, we won one bet.
I knew that.
The Vikings to win the division. I told you guys.
What were all the bets?
Jets under 5.5 wins.
That's lost.
That's lost.
Yep.
Cowboys under lost.
Well, it's a push right now. Well. They may have won a game by now. It's under 10 wins. 10 wins, they push right now. If they win another game, we lose.
Okay.
We're on life support with the Saints.
The Chargers bet, dead. They were supposed to win the division. Saints win the division, that's dead.
Not dead.
Okay.
Life support.
Life support.
The Carolina Panthers over 6.5 wins.
Life support.
That should be a lock, done, throw away the key. We should have cashed that already, but they keep freaking losing. Okay. So those are our bets.
Okay. So 1 out of 6?
Not bad. Not bad.
That's awful.
That's 90%.
Oh, it's terrible. What the hell are we doing?
I tried to tell you guys some of these, like the Packers under, but you guys didn't want to listen to me.
God dang, we should have.
No, we did the Bucks under. That hit.
And we didn't bet it.
What?
Because it was like -150.
We should have done Houston. My God. Under.
I told you Bears under. You guys didn't want them to do it.
I didn't want to make you feel bad.
Feel bad. I don't.
We all thought the Jets were going to be the worst team, and they clearly are not the worst team.
No, their defense is awesome.
That's why he's so coach good. Of the year.
I'm telling you, Daboll, man. I'm telling you.
What about Sala?
Really good.
I mean, there's so many. I mean, I agree with Daboll. Shanahan. I mean, third string quarterback.
I don't know anybody else would be winning with a third string quarterback.
Really yeah. Good. Very impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but he's also an old man, isn't he? 26 years old.
Who?
Brock Purdy?
No.
He was at Iowa State forever.
He was at Iowa State for about 26 years.
I don't think so. He's
23? Brock Purdy. Let's see how old he is. He's 22.
There you go. Oh. From old man.
Shout out Quinn Creek, Arizona.
What's that?
That's where he's from.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Well, yeah, that's why you give it a shout out, because it never gets any love.
Shout out.
Like, yeah.
By the way, it was Huron, South Dakota is where I went to look at a college.
Oh, that changes everything.
What the hell? How did you remember that a week later?
When I was outside and it was cold, and I'm thinking, it wasn't Bismarck.
He's like, Huron, it's cold.
It's Huron, South Dakota.
Let me look up what college. Do you know the name of the college?
It was Saint South Dakota.
It was Huron State.
No.
Huron her face. Oh.
You're still thinking about that TikTok. There's Ray. He's still thinking about that TikTok.
Yes.
No.
Gyration.
Here we go. Huron College.
Yeah.
Huron Community Campus. Huron University, also known as Setanka University at Huron. Was it a private university?
I don't think so. It was big time.
All right, so who's your MVP?
Who's my MVP?
Oh, wait. It was founded in 1883 and closed in April 1st, 2005. Is this what it looked like? Was that your mascot?
Hell, I don't even know. I just saw.
You couldn't
even
remember the city or the college name. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Notable alumni.
I could have been
Herbert Humphrey.
You know who that is?
Yeah, and
he ran for president.
Yeah, and that's about it.
Is it Herbert or Hubert?
Hubert.
Who did I say?
Herbert.
Herbert.
No, whatever. I can't read as quick. All right, that's all I got right there. Who's the MVP?
Who's the MVP?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie, too, for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I know what you're going to say, and it's the best player in football is always going to be Patrick Mahomes.
It's either Mahomes
Wait a minute.
I just heard him discussing.
Or Brock Purdy.
Before I talk, please, Pitts, turn off this show, please.
It is always Patrick. Patrick Mahomes is Michael Jordan.
It is.
He's the best player.
Hurts.
I understand that, but.
They said, this is, I heard a discussion.
It's like when they gave Charles Barkley.
They said if Hurts misses two games, it'll be Mahomes.
It should be Mahomes no matter what.
Mahomes is the best football player, period.
It's not close.
But here's the thing, and also, I don't know if we should name it the offensive MVP, and we should have a defensive MVP.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
There
that.
Are defense like the Heisman. All it is quarterbacks.
Well,
there are other players.
Yeah, but it doesn't carry the
weight that a MVP award.
You could have MVP offense, MVP defense.
Because the Heisman, they should have Heisman offensive player, Heisman defensive player. Because guess what? The only people that get to go are the freaking quarterbacks. That's it. All we care about.
I know.
It's weird.
It used to be defensive players.
No, it used to be running backs.
Running back. That's
when
right.
I was.
Because that's all they did
younger.
Was run. They ran the wing T and the option and all that shit.
Yeah. They didn't, because quarterbacks didn't throw. But
right. Now it's different.
Look back at statistics. I mean, Terry Bradshaw was a great quarterback, but he didn't have half the yards of anybody.
Right. And that's when everybody's like, oh, he's the fastest to throw for 3,000 yards. Well, yeah, because they throw it 50 times a damn game.
Yeah.
I mean, all those records are going to fall.
Well, because back in old man days.
You're still there.
The saying was 3 yards and a cloud of dust.
Yep. It's just
otherwise
Vince Lombardi said,
brain.
Okay, if you throw the ball, there's three
things that can happen, two in my bed.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
My question, you love college football. Who's in more trouble? Jimbo Fisher or Sark?
Fisher.
Mm.
Everyone's bailing.
Everyone. But you think they would buy him out of $85 million? That's why I think Sark is in bigger trouble.
Sark is not in trouble at all.
Not yet.
Next
you know why?
Because he got Arch Manning.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. But what happens if it goes south next year? What if they don't win the conference?
Doesn't matter. He's still going to be here.
It will start mattering.
It will, but I'm saying him getting Arch Manning, which means the Manning family endorsed their kid coming to Texas for Sark. That gives him a lot of leeway. I promise you that.
Let's say he has a A&M type season next year. He's in trouble.
In trouble. Not yet.
Because, Manning hits the portal. He's got a big – I've hoped they've worked it out that Manning's willing to sit because
– And I'm just telling you
– I don't think they're going to – yeah, I think yours is going to play.
Yes, but just look at the difference. Like, people are decommitting from A&M and people are flipping to Texas. Like, that should tell you
– Okay, but
stuff. Not –
But last year, people were committing
those
to A&M.
Same people played at A&M and had that record. So, if Texas becomes A&M next year,
transfer report. I'm talking about the number one linebacker was committed to go to A&M, and he said, "I don't want any of that. I'm out."
Yeah, I think Jimbo Fisher got lucky because of Jameis Winston. Like he cashed in.
I do too.
I mean, I don't know if he can.
Just like people saw what Oklahoma did this year, and like, I'm out. I don't want to go play for Venables.
Well, but we'll see. I mean,
yeah, you still got to do it on the field.
You
got
to do it.
If you're comparing who's in more trouble, it's definitely not Sark.
Not this year, but if he has an A&M season next year,
which they
Sark will be in trouble.
They're not.
Wait, but you say they're not.
You say that.
I mean, every year they should beat these teams like TCU and Baylor. I don't understand.
An A&M type year is not going to happen.
It doesn't make sense.
I mean, let's look at it. Ewers, everyone tells me, oh, look, he's young. Well, guess what? The guy that beat him out is the same age, and they're playing for the national championship.
C.J. Stroud.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No, he was older. He was a year older.
I think they were both freshmen, and I think Stroud beat him out.
No, because Stroud is going to the NFL this year, so he wasn't a freshman.
I don't. He may have been a red shirt.
Maybe a red shirt.
Ewers was a 17-year-old freshman because he left.
Left early for NIL money, got those millions, and then played nothing.
He's like a true freshman this year, even though he's like a red shirt.
But
I don't know.
You know what excuse I need to quit hearing?
That we're young. Yes.
Yes. Every team that says you are young, guess
what?
Every
team's young.
Every team is young. Alabama loses everybody the NFL every year. They're always young, and guess what? They still whoop ass. Georgia loses defense and offense. Yeah. They are still young. They whoop ass. I know Stetson Bennett's 55 years old, but most of their team is...
I mean, Texas just needs to get Sam Ellinger back.
There you go.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
I feel bad.
Kid.
Foles is now quarterback. They passed...
Oh, he's done.
Oh, Ellinger's
he's
done.
He's so terrible.
He's not good. He was not good in college. He wasn't accurate.
It's a good thing Keith isn't here. We'd break his heart.
He's not.
I love
his voicemail. His voicemail... If you call Keith, you know what it says?
Yes.
Hey, kid, Sam Ellinger's going to win 3 Super Bowl titles, and Willie Mays is the greatest baseball player of all time. Leave me a message.
I don't know why they love him so much.
I don't know. Now.
Because he said hi to him.
That's great. Unbelievable. That's
like
crazy.
Russ Francis, kid.
Yes.
Hey, orange chicken, kid.
Orange chicken.
What is there anything else you want to discuss? Anything else?
I can't think of.
We can get in the playoff if you want.
No, I don't want to get in the
playoff. Terrible takes.
Because the semifinals are usually blowouts, and I don't care. Has Dabo Sweeney lost it at Clemson?
Hold on.
Have they lost the magic?
Yes.
I think they're...
I don't know about that. I just think the quarterback wasn't very good.
All right.
He's transferring, right?
Yeah, DJ. But they have the number one
because
recruit.
Because they got the dude from Westlake, and they're like,
"Yeah, he's the real deal.
You're eligible to come back, but you're not gonna start." So he's like, "Yeah, I'm out."
He's the real deal.
So
that
we'll
Westlake
see.
Quarterback. How about Westlake?
They lost.
79 in a row. That's pretty amazing.
They'd won 79 games in a row.
Yes, something like they won three.
It was
maybe not 70, but it was three years in a row.
Something.
God. That's important.
They were going for their 4th state title in a row.
And people that don't know what Westlake is, it's a high school in Texas.
Not talking the type of high school Arch Manning went to. This is a number one.
No, like Drew Brees went there, Nick Foles. People have heard of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a 6A, big time football.
Big boys.
Yes.
Real deal.
Big Dick Nick.
Okay. I don't know who that is either.
Foles.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Are you the one buzzing?
No.
Yeah, you are. God damn.
I don't even have my phone, damn it.
Oh,
I don't look like I'm into it because I don't have my phone.
No, you don't have to have your phone to be into it.
Looking stuff up.
Wait, how much have we looked up? I tried to look up that girl.
I looked up one tweet. That was it. I had it saved.
I wanted to see gyrating women, 15-year-olds. Oh, good God.
Bleep that, coach. Oh, Jesus.
No, we're gonna get the news calling again. But hey, you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Creepy Santa guy.
Yeah. So they call. We get a call at the house.
Now wait a minute. I'm coaching soccer. These kids are all. We're all sitting around watching TV. Not all the team, but there's a few of them. Chest Day was there,
and we get a phone call, and it's the local news. Hey, this is, you know, Quita Culpepper.
Want to talk to me?
Want to talk to Toolbox? Yeah, what's going on? Hey, are you still planning on being Santa again this year?
No. They said, what was going on at the mall? You're working as Santa. Well, first they asked my name, and I said, yes, this is he. And they said, do you work as Santa at the mall? I said, no.
They said,
you could right now, though.
They said, you're not going to go back to the mall after last year?
No, this happened this
year. Oh, that year.
That year was happening. They're like, he was just reporting.
What was going on with the kids? And you're like, I don't know. Never been Santa. They're like, well, you know, there are accusations that you were touching kids as Santa Claus. And he goes, not never been Santa. Wrong guy. Hangs up.
No, she said, oh, it must be a different Steve, or whatever.
Yeah.
Toolbox.
And then we wait an hour.
I come out. I get off the phone. I come out and I said, we've got to watch the news because something's going on.
And we watch the 5 o'clock news and it's Toolbox touching kids at the as Santa Claus.
No, my name, but well, not I, me. I,
obviously not you, but it was the person had the exact same name as you.
Yes.
Pretty freaking funny.
But to give the guy a break.
Oh, boy.
It was some girl that was just about to age out of the system. And I mean, I don't know whatever happened to him.
Are you trying to justify it?
No.
No, I don't know if it ever was
breaking
a real
news. It's 24 degrees in Austin right now.
Ugh. Oh, my God. It was.
No, it's not. That was last week. We're recording this live. We do it live.
Oh.
We do it live.
You know what the temperature was this morning?
I don't know.
50.
Yeah, that was last week.
I know.
Last week, because we're doing this live.
Okay.
Good God.
Should we do the whole thing where it's like.
What?
Talk about the games and how great they play. Oh, Tom Brady looked good this week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more,
Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I think we had a close one, but we won our fantasy playoff.
No, here. Let me tell you about I was in a fantasy playoff.
Oh boy.
And I was up by 10 points. I'm driving to Texas. So I'm not watching the game. And I call batter's box.
Oh, this is excruciating.
And I'm like, "Hey man, how am I doing against Justin?" He's like, "You're up by 10."
Justin?
Justin? Not that Justin. And he's like, "You're up by 10, but the Titans are about to get the ball back." And I'm like, "You know, he has Tannehill and Derrick Henry." I'm like, "All right, so we're on the phone, freaking." He gives me play by play. Oh, Tannehill to Henry, screen pass, 5 yards. Henry runs it 10 yards. Henry runs it 3 yards. Tannehill pass for 20 yards to Hooper. Derrick Henry 8 yards. First and goal at the 5-yard line. Oh my God. Pass to Henry, he gets stopped. Second down and goal from the 3. Timeout Titans. Okay, all right, cool. All right, oh, Tannehill back to pass. He scrambles, he runs. Touchdown Titans. I lose by 2 points, and then Tannehill's out for the year. So the last play he freaking
that knocked
did,
him out?
He hurt his ankle early in the game, came back, ran that in, and ended my season, ended his season.
Oh, God.
Well, he came back earlier in the game.
I understand, but still, if you're that hurt, stay out of the effing game. Stay out of the game if you're that hurt. If your season is going to be over.
Coach.
Unless he's your quarterback.
Oh, I mean, if you are that hurt, there is no need to come in and crush my freaking dreams. There is no need for that.
Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson's never going to play again.
I am just.
RIP my fantasy.
And then I have Mike Evans, and I'm down by 2.8 points, right?
Dude, they went down the field.
And the Bucs go down the field. First and goal from the 5. Tom Brady back to pass. And batter's box like, touchdown, touchdown. And I'm like, to Evans. And he's like, no, to Russell Gage.
Who?
And I said, what? He said, Russell Gage. God. Oh, they're going for 2. Going for 2. All right, here we go. Back to pass.
No, Evans is lined up one-on-one up top.
Yeah, he's lined up one-on-one. Throw it to him. Throw in the fade.
He throws in the fade.
Incomplete.
Broken up.
But it wouldn't have mattered because that would only been 2.5 points. I'd have lost by 0.3.
But that would have made you feel a little better.
Yeah, a little better.
I'd rather lose by 2.8 than 0.3.
I'd rather get beat more than.
And just devastating. And what sucks is I lost the week before by 6 points to not have a bye, and then I lose by 2.8 to get knocked out of the playoffs. It was just like. Slap in the face, kick in the nuts.
Did you see
the fact that I was play-by-play on the phone as I'm driving, then I had to have my wife text Justin, not that Justin, and say, I hate you, F you, screw you, don't ever talk to me again.
What did Justin say?
He just put a bunch of laughing emojis.
That's about right.
God.
Did you see the Sore Losers playoffs? Like, it was upset city.
All the higher seeds got beat.
Yeah.
All of them. The upset number one city. Seeds got beat. Crazy. Crazy.
Never happens.
Now I got a question for you. How do I manage the Sore Losers League from now on? How do I get people to fill out a lineup? Like what do you put in place?
Can you find people? But I guess if they don't pay it.
But if they don't pay, they don't pay.
Yeah.
I think.
Like I don't know how to do it. Like I'm open for suggestions. Mr. Rule Guy that wants to change rules, what do we do?
I'll think of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how you...
We could go through... We could.
I don't know why you would join if you don't want to play.
But then once you start losing, people lose interest.
Who cares?
But even if you lose, who cares?
It's for the... It takes 5 minutes.
It does take 5 minutes. That's the crazy part.
I mean, I understand if you don't want to go waiver wire, all that, but you can at least put the players you got in that can play, that are playing.
I was out of it a long time ago, and I actually closed on a 3-game winning streak.
I don't care about you. It's not about you.
I'm just saying because I was submitting my line.
But he's just saying it.
But yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Like Brian Hawley, amazing dude. Amazing dude.
Oh, that jerk?
No, he's the one that eliminated someone in the last week. He was out of it, but
he's the guy that
put in the lineup. But I just
who
don't.
Who was the guy that knocked you out?
Nick Garvey.
Nick Garvey.
I mean, I hope Nick Garvey had the worst Christmas
that
of his
guy.
Life. Like, God. I just hope Nick Garvey got nothing but crap presents. I hope, like, his turkey burned in the oven and he had to eat just mashed potatoes. Because, God, what a
jerk. There
could
be some kind of, like, fantasy boot camp to, like, qualify. I don't know, like.
But that's, I don't want to make it too serious. I want people, everybody that listens to be able to join. But.
Yeah, and then they.
But when they
don't like me being in because for some reason, and I put a lineup in every week. May not be good.
No, put in Scuba.
Oh, yeah, God. Scuba. Yeah, God. Scuba deserves to be in. He didn't fill out his lineup but 3 weeks last year. And so I just don't know. I don't know what to do. It's so frustrating for the people.
Hey, there's that lesson again. Don't follow the masses, what they tell you.
Holiday.
Yeah, follow the herd, you freaking idiots. All right, guys.
It's been fun. Thank you.
Where are we at? Where are we at?
What's 1 hour, 22 minutes.
Oh my God. We got to go. I got to go golf.
Okay, Eddie. You're not going to go golf.
I got to go chip.
All right, Ray. All right. I got to go to Vegas. Sore Losers Coaches Convention, sorelosers.com. Let's get wasted. I mean,
sponsorship.
Listen. Sponsorship. Let's
promotion.
Go. All right. No more funny stories?
Maybe you can get that TikTok girl to sponsor.
Oh, God. Okay.
You could tell the Keith story about at the game. That was funny.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You
go
tell
ahead.
It.
No, I wasn't there. You were
about
there.
He went
to watch Batter's Box's son play flag football.
Oh. Oh, my God.
And there's a sign. And what is the sign supposed to say?
No.
No gum chewing.
Yeah.
Wait, let me find the photo.
Yeah.
So.
No, I'll tell you the whole thing. We're driving there, and he's got a bag to put over his head as he walks up to the game because Toolbox's son plays flag football for the Saints. And back in our day, the Saints were expansion team, and they were bad, and the fans were wearing bags over their heads, and they called them the Aints.
And so it's on I guess you're at a high school or somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's a park, but it's a nice field.
But it's a turf field.
Yeah.
And it says no, it's supposed to say no gum or cigarettes on the synthetic fields. Yeah. And they sat there watching the game.
We've been there a few times, and no one has noticed this.
And then Keith leans over and goes,
hey, to me,
kid, do you see that sign?
No, he just says, kid, now what does it mean when it says no cum allowed? Because I sure hope... It doesn't mean what I think it means, but I'm not really up on with the lingo these days.
Because the sign says no cum or cigarettes on the synthetic fields. And he said what?
What does it mean?
What's wild is all
he
these
people. What does that mean?
He says,
I hope it doesn't mean what
kid,
I think it means.
Kid. What's it mean when it says no cum or cigarettes on the field? Because I think I know what cum means, but I'm not up with the lingo, kid.
And we've all been sitting there at games and never noticed this. I mean, other people heard this and just started. It was a big title or conversation there for the rest of the game.
The most horrifying part is you're sitting there in your chairs with other families, and a mom and her little kid were sitting right next to us when he said this very, not loud, but in plain
conversation tone.
Right. Where it can be overheard by any number of people sitting around. And I'm looking at Keith, and she is just beyond kid. So she, as he says this, slowly turns her head, looking in our direction with her mouth open, like, in horror of this old man talking about that in earshot of many, many little kids. And then she And then I see her do that. So I point at the sign and she looks at it and she starts cracking up saying, oh my God, I didn't know what was happening, but I see it now. I thought the cops were coming. Seriously.
Oh boy. All right. So remember, guys, when you go to the synthetic fields, no cum or cigarettes on the field, please. Have a good night.
Bleep that, coach.
All right. You guys have weak buzzers. Yours is more like a sub coming into the game. Batter's yeah. box.
That's what it one. Is.
No, it's into the game. All right. That's fine. I hope they come to the convention. You think anybody's going to come? I don't know.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.